Illinois Democratic Attorney General Lisa Madigan's decision to not seek re-election after more than 15 years in office drew a plethora of candidates to the ballot. The last three standing, the Republican nominee Erica Harold, Democratic State Senator Kwame Raoul, and Libertarian Bubba Harsey, continue to battle it out with just 9 weeks until the general election. Daisy Contreras and myself, Sean Crawford, talk about where the candidates stand. For those that don't know, the role of the Attorney General is to be the state's chief legal officer and also responsible for protecting the public interest of the state and its people. Do the candidates have anything to say of current Attorney General Lisa Madigan and her work? Do they think she fulfilled the role?
Both Republican Erica Harold and Libertarian candidate Bubba Harsey say they think Madigan wasn't tough on government corruption. Erica Harold blames that on the fact that Lisa Madigan's father is House Speaker Michael Madigan, who Governor Bruce Rauner has campaigned heavily against and has accused him of wrongdoing. Libertarian Bubba Harsey says he doesn't think Lisa Madigan wanted to go up against people in her own party. Here's what he thinks Madigan could have done better.
She has not done anything to curb the corruption in the state of Illinois. And if it wasn't for the federal government getting involved with the Rod Blagojevich investigation, I don't think he would have ever been sent to prison.
Now, as for Kwame Raoul, he has stood behind Attorney General Madigan, saying she's done a lot to fight corruption in government. Attorney General Lisa Madigan has worked on campus sexual assault issues throughout her tenure, for example. She's pushed for legislation to ensure survivors of sexual assault are treated in a timely manner, and she's also worked on reporting and safety initiatives. Erica Harold has said she would continue with those efforts because she really wants to continue fighting for women's rights.
The candidates also range in experience and backgrounds. They each have used that in their campaigns. Raoul says it's exactly his experience as a state senator that makes him suitable for the job. Here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, the funny thing is a lot of my colleagues and others say to me that if you get elected attorney general, we're going to miss you in the legislature. Well, I was talking to Lisa Madigan not too long ago, and she said the funny thing for her, she says she's probably pass more legislation as attorney general than she did as a state senator.
Kwame Raoul and his experience as a state lawmaker, he says that would help him as attorney general. Where do Harold and Harsey stand when it comes to their experience?
Erica Harold says it's Kwame Raoul's experience of 14 years as a lawmaker that makes this very problematic. She says she could offer that new, fresh perspective. Raoul has said that Erica Harold is not experienced. She hasn't worked in Springfield like he has.
And when it comes to the experience level, what did Harsey have to say regarding his background?
Despite his short time as an attorney, he's only been practicing law for 2 years. Harsey says that his experience working in various federal government branches, and he was an intern at the U.S. Senate, for example, qualifies him for the job of attorney general, he said.
And Daisy, this has been a contentious race. Erica Harold getting criticism for remarks allegedly made earlier when she, years ago, was a contestant in a beauty pageant where, according to some reports, that she said she did not support same-sex parenting, would rather place a child in an abusive household. She now says that she's changed her opinion on that, but this continues to come up even now. Her opponent, Kwame Raoul, has criticized her for those remarks. He's also received some heat for things that he said regarding the LGBT community. What's the story on that?
In a Senate floor debate several years ago for a measure legalizing same-sex marriage, Raoul spoke about how he also had different views growing up. He contends it's not the same with Harold about her views, which he claims have changed over the last 5 years. As for Harold, I asked her about this, and like you said, Sean, she has said her views have changed. And while she maintains personal conservative views and opposes abortion, for example, she says she will not let personal beliefs get in the way of the job. And I asked her if she would still be willing to speak up if abortion rights or LGBTQ rights were not being met.
You're advocating on behalf of everyone to make sure that everyone's rights are protected. And you want to have an open door so that people who feel that their rights are not being properly respected can talk to the Attorney General to talk about ways in which the law should be reformed, if that's appropriate.
That's Republican Erica Harold. Our Daisy Contreras spoke to her and the other two candidates for Illinois Attorney General, Democratic State Senator Kwame Raoul, and the Libertarian Bubba Harsey. Thanks, Daisy.
Thank you, Sean.